Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
How are you? Right, it's Monday afternoon, and it's me, little old me, until 7 o'clock tonight. I went to Cavos this weekend, Becky. Do a gig. Whoa.
Did you love it?
It was brilliant. Honestly, one of the best ones I've ever done. Have you been Cavos?
No, I've been to Zante, but I've never been to Cavos.
It's good. You should come with.
Does it have that slight smell of sick?
Yes.
Good. Yeah. All the best ones do.
But loads of people are like, where's Becky? You should come on the next Greek one. Would you like that?
I would love that. I would love it so much.
Your boyfriend's probably going to be there already.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's off of Greece. You could have helped me out, actually, because you
carrying
speak...
Carrying the bags?
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. Do you speak any Greek?
I can say yes, no, and quite a lot of different types of food, but apart from
excellent.
That,
excellent,
no.
More than I can, then. Anyway, hope you're right today.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Yes. Wrexham lads on the way to Manchester Airport, going to Cavos. Shout out to the Cavos lads! Bet they got it on their t-shirt. I was going to make a t-shirt up, but it was only me, so I just thought it was a bit pointless, and it's only for one night. Otherwise, I was like, Millsy on tour, Cavos 2010. Lots of people been to Cavos, lots of people on their way there now, to the airport. The Wrexham lads, as I mentioned. Nathan went to Cavos last year. It's really good. It's a brilliant night. In fact, it's like your first holiday, you know, like without your parents. Brilliant. Anyway, I went on an airline there, to there, where you get the option of, I'm sure a lot of people have been on this airline, you get the option of paying a bit more to get on the plane first.
Ah, yes.
It's one of those airlines where you don't really get allocated a seat, you just have to pay a bit more or barge and just run for it. And they call it speedy boarding. You want to be a speedy boarder? Pay this money and you can get on the plane first.
What else do you get?
That's it.
Just get on first.
Oh, and they let you, if there's a bus to the plane, which there often is, you get on the bus first, whoop. But then I'm thinking, well, surely if you're on the bus first, then you're probably one of the last ones off the bus. And therefore you're not one of the first ones on the plane. I don't know. Anyway, I didn't pay the extra. I was not on SB. I was not a speedy boarder.
Why not?
But because I didn't. But I'm just keeping it real. But I did notice the people who were part of the speedy boarding process, they thought they were all that and a bag of chips. Seriously, they thought they owned the world. There was this one really rude posh bloke who pushed me and several others out of the way, going, with his ticket, going, speedy boarding, let me through, speedy boarding, get lost. I'm thinking of making it a new term of abuse based on how this bloke was with everybody. You absolute speedy boarder.
But isn't it just if you've got your ticket for like really cheap, say like free, and you're just paying the tax, if you pay the extra money, then surely it's better to pay a bit of extra money so you can all sit together if you're all going on like a group holiday.
No, well, maybe, but I've got a real problem with the speedy boarder now, and it's all down to that bloke. He knows who he is.
What if, here's my thing,
what a speedy boarder he was.
What if everybody on the plane wants to be a speedy boarder? Then what do they do? Is there a certain number of tickets for speedy boarding?
But they haven't thought about that.
No, because if everyone went, right, I want to go, here's my money. And then everyone is like, no, I was first. Well, what speedy boarder are you? How do they decide?
Yeah. It's just class warfare. It's awful. And also, on the other side of it...
Did you spit at the speedy boarders as you walked past?
All the people that are speedy boarders, they love it because they think they're ruling the whole world. And the people that haven't paid for the speedy boarding just... they get abuse from, really. Oh, God, look at them speedy boarders over there.
So SB.
Anyway, so he was annoying.
Was it just one and person that had paid the extra?
Pardon?
Was it just the one person that had paid the extra?
No, there was a few of them, but I just... I'm speaking out against the speedy boarders today because he gives you all a bad name.
One of my friends, who is a speedy boarder, who's just got back from holiday, said that she got loads of abuse from the non-SBs because she'd become an SB.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
Us non-SBs, we do not like it when you're an SB. Alan, I hear what you're saying. Isn't it a great feeling when they say, and it's only the doors at the rear of the plane that you can get off from? Yes, that's what happened to me. And then you get to the front of the queue for immigration before the speedy boarders. Have that, SBs.
I love it how seriously you're taking this.
Yes, Alan, that exactly happened to me, because they wouldn't let you off the front of the plane and all the speedy boarders were at the front. They all rushed to the front. We disembarked from the back. Unlucky speedy boarders. There's...
I love this.
There's one celebrity who was...
There are a lot of... I'm surprised at the amount of celebrity speedy boarders we're getting in.
Well, one of our listeners, Claire, right, she was in a wheelchair and obviously was at the front. And this celebrity complained because she was ahead of all the speedy boarders. She was in a wheelchair at the front.
Unbelievable.
Can't say it is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Tim.
All right, Tim, where are you?
I'm in Kent.
How can I help?
In Maidstone. Well, I just got back from Ibiza last week. And the speedy boarders were the same there as well.
Yeah, quite up themselves, yeah?
They really are. They were, and the thing is, Jamie Afro was on our flight as well, and he was in a speedy boarder.
Exactly, keeping it real, see?
Yeah, keeping it real. Staying with us lot.
And were they just, like, the other bloke that I met, was he, like, waving their ticket around, going, I'm a speedy boarder, speedy boarder?
Yeah, he pushed through the big queue, and God knows what, yeah.
They think they're in first class.
There are some nice ones, like, someone on the text says he has to get it because he's so tall. So if you could not spit at the tall speedy boarders, he's like 6'6" and can't sit in the normal. There's not enough leg room.
Oh, I see. So I was going to say, what difference does that make? But the leg room, I get it now. Yeah. Sorry, I'm tall. I want to spend a bit longer on the plane.
Ones with little children as well. Don't get angry at them.
No, I'm not. It's just a few speedy boarders that are spoiling it for the rest of them, nice ones.
It does make me laugh when some people pay extra for speedy boarding and there's like four people on the plane.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Right, it's 23 minutes past four. I love you, by the way, Tim.
Love you too, bye.
I've got a new record of the week. This is her debut single. This is very exciting. She's already worked with some big-name producers, people that have produced for Gwen Stefani and Pink and Madonna and Friendly Fires and Florence and Block Party. Her name is Sky Ferreira. She's 17. She's from LA, and this is her track. It's called One. I want to know what you think.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Andrew on the M1 is not so sure. Daniel in Chester likes it. I think I might like it by the end of the week, but don't at the moment. That's from Liz in Cambridge. It's Sky Ferreira. She's 17. She's off of LA, and the track is One. I like this one from Neil, who says, my nana could do better. Right, okay. Did your nana actually say that? Because if she, or are you just saying it? Because if she did, there's a challenge. I would like to see if your nana could come up with something better than Sky Ferreira and One.
She could even just cover it, and then we'll see which one we prefer.
If your nana actually said that, then do get back in touch with us, and we'll see, shall we?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, you know Neil who texted in saying his nana could do better than Sky Ferreira, our record of the week. Paul on the text has got a point. His nan might be Tina Turner. And then... Might what? Be right.
You prefer Tina Turner
Tim
to Sky?
The best. I'm just saying.
You prefer Tina to your record of the week?
No, just saying.
I'm sure you could have had Tina if you wanted it.
I'm just saying, if his nan is Tina Turner, then we may have lost. And I was just going, go on then. Or if your nan's up for the challenge, if it is Tina Turner, do you know what I mean? It could happen. Get back in touch, Neil.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Right, we've told you already, we told you last week, the week of the 16th of August, we are going to Edinburgh again to be part of the Edinburgh Festival. If you want to plan your holidays around it, the week of the 16th of August, you know, we'd like to see you there. Last year we put on a musical, now Edinburgh again this year. Nick Grimshaw is here, hiya.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, good, how are you?
I'm very good. So
just
we're doing
through the Edinburgh thing.
I know. It's quite exciting.
Very exciting.
There's a lot on.
Loads on.
Now, we're doing our show in the afternoons from 4 o'clock from the 16th of August, but you are also doing your show from there too at 10 p.m. weeknights.
We're going to come up with you and then, and just cover it as well, I guess, and get some comedians in and hang out there, soak it in. I've never been.
Oh, it's amazing. Look, last year was my first year. It was so much fun. How much fun was it, Becky?
Loads of fun.
How much?
Loads.
Wow, loads.
So we did a musical last year. We have a new challenge, as announced by Mitchell and Webb on this show last week. I'm going to play a drum roll to make it more exciting.
Okay.
Not yet, hang on.
Oh, okay.
And Go.
It's quite long. Oh. Following last year's surprise hit, Scott Mills the Musical, you are going back on the stage at this year's Edinburgh Festival Fringe. This time, though, you are all on your own. You, Scott, Becky, and the one that doesn't speak, must each perform your own one-man show.
So that's the challenge that we've got. Me, Becky, one that doesn't speak, each does a challenge, which is a one-man show. And some people are like, oh, is it just going to be stand-up comedy? No. It can be absolutely anything. If I wanted to do half an hour of interpretive dance, I could.
You should.
I won't, but
come on.
I could.
Nothing's stopping you.
No. Now, I'm thinking because you are also doing your show in the evenings from Edinburgh, I would like you...
Just to cover what you do. Just
there's a spare night to fill, basically.
You see where this is going. I think you should also do a one-man show.
Is that what you think?
That's what we've decided. Are you up for it?
Yes. I could.
Yes.
We could do that.
So now we've got...
You're like...
Becky's like, I want to go first.
Up, yeah.
I want to go first and get mine over with. And then we've got one that doesn't speak. And then there's mine. And we also now have Nick Grimshaw.
So I'm going to end...
No, that's not in no particular order, but we each have to do a one-man show. Now, have you got any idea at the moment what you would do?
I quite like the idea of dance.
Do you?
Maybe interpretive catwalk.
Have you ever trod the boards before, darling?
I've never trod the boards. I don't really like public speaking.
No, I hate it. I can't do it.
Even being out in public. It's going to be absolutely perfect, isn't it?
You do understand the concept of the one-man show in front of the audience.
One man. How many people are we talking? Like 100?
Yeah, about 100, I reckon.
Big enough to make you scared.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
But people think, right, because you do the radio and I do the radio, it's people think, oh, you must be really good at making speeches. No,
not
really
at all, because there's only two people, and you're in quite a dark room.
Yeah.
Don't want a spotlight on you.
And we're trying to think of things that we can do. We haven't thought... We've banded around a few ideas, but we have absolutely no idea.
What have you got so far?
Well, there was David Mitchell's idea, which was to blindfold the audience and just throw different types of pate at them. Quite like that.
People are into that.
I was just going to do some prank calls, I think.
Yeah, that works.
Maybe some kind of improvisational stuff. That's going to go down well.
Strong plan then. Maybe some kind of improv thing.
What I'd like to do as well is wherever you're listening to Radio 1 at the moment, if you had to do this, what would you do? If you had to do a one-man show for half an hour at Edinburgh this year, what would you do? I would actually quite like to hear what you've got to say on 81199. Becky, though, has some of the competition that we are up against this year.
It's a big competition, isn't it? And did we get reviewed?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great.
I don't really think you quite know what you've got into here, but it's brilliant, so just go with it. So here's some of the things that we are up against at Edinburgh this year.
Diet is a one-woman comedy about the struggles people go through when trying to lose weight.
That sounds good.
I'm into that.
Granny's Gone Wild features Lynn, the world's oldest cougar, at 77. She raps jokes and has gone mad, basically. And it says, in the review, to make you want to go and see it, it says, her show is comedy at its worst.
What's it called? Granny's Gone Wild?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so it's a 76-year-old cougar.
77, she's the world's oldest
cougar.
Who's
gone mad.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Jam and marmalade, what's the difference between jam and marmalade? We don't know, you tell us.
That's the whole show.
Yeah.
So it can be rubbish, our show.
Yeah, this is a good one. Stifler's Mum, Yours for the Night. That's actual Stifler's Mum, Jennifer
Really,
Coolidge.
She's there?
The one from the film?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's doing a comedy show.
And when it says Yours for the Night, what does that involve?
It says she commands the stage. So I don't know. Or you could play Bullseye with Jim Bowen.
He's not there.
It says, Jim Bowen, nothing in this game for two in a bed. Play Bullseye with the original host, the legend Jim Bowen. Take home a bendy bully or just your BFH. Either way, this show is super smashing great.
That's a bit of a recycled format. 80s vibes, digging that
up. We've got... How many weeks have we got now? Five?
Oh, this is the best one. We should do this one. Naked brunch. Eat, drink, bear all. You could share your most intimate details through music movement, mastication and naked networking.
Careful.
Brunch is included, and it says, warning, nudity non-negotiable.
Oh! Okay. So that's
a lot of perverts up there, isn't
it? Yeah. That's just some of the shows that we're up against at Edinburgh. So, we're doing our show weekdays from 4 o'clock from the 16th of August. Nick's going to be there as well, 16th of August from 10 p.m. in the evening on Radio 1, the full flavour of the Edinburgh Festival. but we also have to do our own one-man show
okay.
each.
Maybe we should combine all of those ideas.
Well, yeah.
A naked brunch.
And also, like I said, I am right up for hearing your lot's suggestions as well. So send me a text on 81199. What would you do in this situation? We've got four-ish weeks.
Yeah. And then we can just steal your ideas.
Yeah. That's why we've asked for them.
Research.
Right, well, I'll see you in Edinburgh. Thanks, Nick.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Bye-bye.
Podcast. Jason in Rotherham's been on, talking about what we can do at Edinburgh, because we've got one-man shows to do. No pressure. He says, what about a stage show called Pants? Just stand there and see how many pairs you can get on in an hour while doing question and answers with the audience. Surely someone's done that already.
Yeah, I think there's a world record for that.
Oh, okay.
Someone, did you see Joe in Newcastle text in saying that we should do a live version of Guess Who, the board game?
How would that work?
Well, I think basically what you do is get the audience to obviously sit in all their seats, and then you could go ones with glasses, and then they have to sit down, like adopting the brace position.
So and then brace position for the ones with glasses.
Yeah,
then,
blonde hair, yeah, and then you're down.
Down.
And then,
I like that a lot.
But actually, there's a flaw in that, in the fact that, say you got called first, like say you have brown hair or whatever, you then spend the rest of the 30 minutes just sat there in the brace position, which is quite uncomfortable, and you would miss the rest of the show.
Yeah. Nice idea, though. Like yeah. I said, no idea is a bad idea. Keep them coming in. 81199. Me, Grimmy, Becky, one that doesn't speak. We're all in Edinburgh from the 16th of August. Do you plan any breaks you want to Edinburgh around that? And we each have to do a one-man show, just once, but of 30 minutes in duration, to a crowd of actual people. Oh, God.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring is next. Actual Hugh Stevens is here. All right, Hugh.
Hiya.
Just looking through the Fringe booklet for Edinburgh Festival this year.
Hefty, isn't it?
Quite hefty. It's a bit of a tome.
Yeah.
It's all the shows that we are up against because we are doing one-man shows.
Oh.
Yeah. Me, we just roped in Grimmy as well. He's doing one.
He'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you will as well.
Well, one that doesn't speak, and Becky. All we've got to do is one show, but it's a one-man show.
Right.
Just for one night, for 30 minutes.
Amazing.
How hard can that be?
I've never been to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I'd love to go.
You would actually love it.
There's so much good stuff on.
And, you know, you can just kind of dip in and out of things, and it's just a really, really good vibe. It's such a good atmosphere there.
Yeah.
My first year last year, and I can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact that I will have the fact that I've got to do a one-man show hovering over my head like a dark cloud.
Is it going to be filmed and put online? Because I watched your musical on the website last year.
That was a runaway success. Who'd have thought that?
Yeah.
So we've got to try and, you know, step it up a bit this year. No pressure.
I think they will be filmed.
Brilliant.
If they're any good.
I would imagine that. Now, I've got Kane on and Waving Flag next. Is that right? Because I thought it was all over now.
Well, we can still rejoice in the beautiful game.
I didn't like the way they were manhandling the World Cup last night.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Fair play to Spain. I mean, obviously, that, you know, they did a good job and the best team won and all that. But I was like, that's expensive. I'm like, wah, wah. I thought they were going to drop it at one point.
Did they kiss it and stuff?
They kissed it, but then I was just like, you hold it with both hands. It's probably very expensive, you know?
Don't they use a replica in those situations?
You think? It looked like one of those chocolate ones. You know, you get those chocolate rabbits.
You can't use the real one just in case they drop it. I don't know. That might be factually inaccurate. It probably is the real one, very expensive, but I think they'd probably use chocolate wrapped in tinfoil.
Also, well done to Channel 4, which I thought was genius scheduling last night. So you've got the World Cup on the BBC, right?
Big game.
On Channel 4, for people that don't like football, Beaches starring Bette Midler.
Oh, brilliant. See?
Something for everyone there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Kanan and Waving Flag on Radio 1. You're saying that you heard a different version of that, Hugh, at the weekend.
I did, yeah.
Where was that?
In a laundrette in Brussels. Totally different version of Kanan's Waving Flag.
Was it Kanan or was it one of those... You know, like in some stores, they have... Not original artists, but they try and sound like the original artists, but it's clearly not them. I heard a brilliant version of, what was it? I think it was that Eminem track. I think we heard it in a shop the other day. I was like, listen closely. No, that really isn't Eminem, is it?
Just a cheaper version.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah.
I'm sure this was Kanan, but he's clever, isn't he? Because World Cup's international. He's obviously done international versions in every single country in the world.
Has he?
Ka-ching! I'm guessing.
So was he doing it in... Belgian
and Flemish. He wasn't live in the laundrette.
Oh, right.
This was on the radio. I don't know, does the radio stream in laundrettes? It does, doesn't it? It does in Brussels. And it was streaming and it was on. He wasn't doing a gig. I know the World Cup's over. He's not that desperate.
Did he have loads of rude words in it? Because you know when you go on holiday and all the versions that you hear, they play rude words on the radio abroad, don't they?
Especially in France.
Do they?
Yeah.
I can't imagine Kanon's one to have a potty mouth, though, is he?
No. I don't think so, no. Yeah.
How long do you think it will be before Kanon is playing in Laundrette?
A couple of years?
I think a long time.
He'll never have to work again if he's getting played all around the world.
That is true. That's a big song.
He's a big star now, isn't he?
And now...
What's occurring?
Today it's Becky against Hugh Stevens off Radio 1.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Hugh. That was quite scary.
Let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one, kids. You know Professor Green?
Oh, yeah.
We know a lot about him on the show at the moment because he's been on, quite a few times of late.
And we saw him in the pub on Friday.
Yeah, we did.
Me and you did that funny thing. Me and Scott saw Pro Green in the pub randomly and we were like, do you think he'll remember us? Do you think he'll remember us? And then we were kind of like, you go first. No, you go first. And then we like kind of orchestrated this thing out of the pub where we had to walk past him so that we could pretend that we weren't actually going to say hello if he didn't know who we were.
Yeah, it just looked like we were walking out of the pub with our drinks. But in fact, we did make a fairly desperate detour just
and then stood in front of him for like 5 minutes before he went, oh, hi, Scott.
And did he spot you? You did?
Yeah.
I like to think so.
If we weren't like kind of right in his face going, hi, remember us?
He's a very polite rapper, is Pearl Green.
He really is. What a nice man. Anyway, we found out so far that he has no idea about haircuts. We also found out what he did on the loo last week, what he does when he's on the loo. Today, if you met Pearl Green, let's say, and you were going to say goodbye to him, do you think he would answer back with a plain, see ya, or goodbye? Or do you think he'd get a bit more inventive with it? Well, here's today's question on Oh, What's Occurring. We gave Professor Green 30 seconds to name as many ways of saying goodbye as he could. But how many did he come up with, Hugh Stevens?
Ooh, well, he's a rapper, so he's good with a pen and paper. He's good at thinking up lyrics, inventive man, chart-topping. I reckon he came up with about 9 different ways of seeing goodbye.
Becky? Goodbye.
5, 6, 6.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Professor Green and his many ways of saying goodbye.
You could say ciao, adios, sayonara, see you later, goodbye. You could wave, kiss on each cheek. If it was someone you didn't like very much, you could definitely put not all of your fingers up. Shake their hand, I suppose. Kick them, push them, run away in the opposite direction with a really happy look on your face if it was someone that you were getting away from that you'd had to endure seeing. Yeah, that is the extent of my knowledge of goodbyes.
That's good effort.
Yeah.
And there were 12 in there, so who gets a point?
Hooray!
Ow! Oh. What's occurring?
Last week on O, we featured a programme called Escape to the Country. Ever seen it?
I think I have. Which one is it?
It's the one where people escape to the country.
Uh-huh.
What they do is they...
pretend that they're moving house, yeah, so that they get a free trip to loads of different places around the country to look at loads of amazing houses, and at the end they say, no, we're going to stay where we are.
And then, yeah, after you've wasted your time watching it for an hour, waiting for some kind of conclusion, that conclusion never happens.
They normally never move to the country.
No, a somber voiceover normally comes on going, Bob and Sue considered moving to the country, but are staying where they are for an hour. But they have got a free holiday out of it.
It's not bad, is it?
Call me cynical. Anyway, on Escape to the Country recently, there was someone on who, last week, somebody that wanted a very pretty room. Pretty house.
Oh, it was very pretty, the house. It was so pretty.
And she said very pretty a lot. This week, a lady who, in her new house in the country, not that she'll ever move there, wants a sewing room. Now I've just moved house, I've never thought of having a sewing room.
Have you not, Scott?
No, have you got one?
No.
Right. I would love a craft room, like Shu's old wife on Glee. Would you not love a craft room just like full of like glue and like little sequins to stick on and like card and different types of paper and pens and paint and... No?
No.
I think it would be brilliant.
I'd rather a games room or a music room or something like that. That'd be cool.
What about a craft room?
I'd obviously prefer that, but if I had to just... I would like a craft room as well.
With like a pottery wheel and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so this woman wants a sewing room, and she did seem to mention it a lot. My question to you, on this episode of Escape to the Country, how many times did the lady say sewing room, Becky?
It's an hour, Hugh.
Is it an hour
long?
The
first time I thought it was only half an hour, so I guessed really low.
Right. They drag it out for an hour before they don't move to the country.
I'm going to say they see four houses. So say three mentions of the sewing. I'm going to say 12.
Hugh?
12 times sewing room. She's obviously obsessed with it. I think she says sewing room 20 times.
Let's find out. Oh! Here's the lady who wants a sewing room on Escape to the Country.
This is my temporary sewing room.
Di would love a sewing room.
Maybe I could use my computer if there's a sewing room in there. This on top of what could be a sewing room. Yeah.
So what are you thinking?
If you use the downstairs bedroom as a sewing room, then we're short of spare rooms,
so,
aren't we?
Yes.
2 minutes walk. There's the local village hall, and they use that as a sewing club.
I definitely need my sewing space in our house.
If we did use it as a sewing room,
what need I ask?
Lovely natural light in here that it lends itself to sewing.
A sewing room,
and then the room downstairs would make a fantastic sewing teaching room. Could be sewing room.
Now, after yesterday's excitement over that potential sewing room.
It's too big for a sewing room. It's a fantastic teaching room, sewing room. Excellent.
Is this a good size for a sewing room, though?
Yes, it's a super size for a sewing room.
There's a sewing room.
So this could be a sewing room.
So this, you think, could be a sewing room?
It would be a lovely sewing room.
But I fear it could become a sewing area.
But I think it was a little small, because if I'd had a sewing room, that would have taken away one of the bedrooms.
Perfect for Di's sewing and teaching.
And a superb sewing room.
Bit of a squeeze for the old sewing room, but we could perhaps work on that.
There were 28 sewing rooms in there.
Flipping heck.
It's too big for a sewing room. It's too small for a sewing room. There's a sewing room at the road.
What a chance of that, eh? Moving somewhere and there's already a sewing room up the road.
Yeah. Chloe Kent's been on. She's listening to us right now from her craft room / sewing room / secret chocolate eating room.
Oh, yes, you see? There's another purpose for it.
God, some of our listeners are posh.
You don't have to be posh to have craft.
To have a sewing room, I think you have to be a certain level.
Yeah, to have
level.
A whole room for it. But to do, like, colouring in and stuff, you don't have to be posh.
You wouldn't believe this, Hugh. When it was really, really hot a couple of weeks ago, loads of our listeners were phoning up from their pools. They were in pool parties.
Wow. Yeah? That's all right, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Hugh gets another point there.
Yes!
Oh! What's occurring?
OK, I like this round. It's time for another game of Facebook group or not. OK, you know the groups you can join on Facebook?
Yeah.
There's loads of random ones. Do you know which ones you're members of?
I think I'm only a member of one, which is a band called Attack and Defend, who don't even exist anymore. And they joined when I joined Facebook, and I haven't bothered with any other since.
Oh. Do you know where it suggests groups that you might like? My friend earlier had this, she was on Facebook, and it said, you might like to join Stavros Flatley, because it said, many Radio 1 listeners also love Stavros Flatley. I was like, what?
Do they?
Apparently so, according to Facebook.
I'd like to question that. Okay, so it's Facebook group or not. I will play you Gemma from The Office reading out a Facebook group. You tell me whether it's real or not, all right? First one.
Do not touch wet paint. Maybe I'll touch it, see if it's dry.
Is that a real Facebook group or not?
Yeah, I think that's a real one.
Becky?
Yeah.
Both saying real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not touch wet paint. Maybe I'll touch it, see if it's dry.
Is a real one.
Yes.
Over 400,000 people like that. Okay, is this real or not?
The only time I check my school website is when it has snowed.
Real or not?
Ooh,
is that a real Facebook group?
I think so, yes.
I think it's real as well. You wouldn't check your school website, would you, unless you wanted something good to happen to
when it's, do you remember, Scott, when it snowed in January and people were texting in to us to get them to check if their school was closed or open, and all we did was go on Google and then type in their school and go to their school website.
Yeah, it was fairly easy to find the information. They could have just done it themselves. Any search engine.
Couldn't be bothered, so we had to look it up for them.
You're right, though. I mean, what else is on the school website? I mean, you would only check that to see
picture
if it was open.
Picture of the head teacher, and that's about it.
Dinner lady of the week.
School motto.
You're both right. It's real. 141,841 people, actually, member of that Facebook group. Is this real or not?
I turn the volume down on embarrassing songs on my iPod, just in case other people can guess what they are.
Real or not, Becky?
No.
You've got to be pretty paranoid. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
You're good at this. Both right. It's false.
Yes.
That doesn't exist, that Facebook group. Next one. Play along at home.
Realising you're wrong in the middle of an argument, but continuing to argue.
Yes. I do that all the time. It is that kind of realisation that you've got it completely wrong, and you're like, yeah, well, still.
I'm still going to present my case to you, even though I know secretly in my head I am actually wrong. Real or not?
I think, yeah, it's real.
I don't think it's real. I don't think you join a group like that.
It is real. It's really real. Over a million people.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Next one. Is this a Facebook group or not that you can join?
People think I look like Scott Mills.
No, that's made up.
I think it's true.
It is made up. Oh. Thank God.
Next. Did you put that one on?
No. Next.
I can't hear you, so I'll just laugh and hope it wasn't a question.
Real Facebook group or not?
Real.
Not real.
Oh, come on, Hugh, it's real.
Have I ever taken him yet?
Hang on.
Probably.
One, two, three. Yeah, you have. Oh. Over a million people, member of I Can't Hear You, So I'll Just Laugh and Hope It Wasn't a Question. Next one.
Why do priority boarders think they own the plane?
That's you.
They do, though. Speedy boarders, they love it.
Not real.
I think, yes, you've set it up this afternoon since you got back.
Wrong, it's false, but it should be one. Someone make one, please, now. And the last one, on Facebook group or not.
I tell my parents I have a job, but actually I go round to my mates every day.
Naughty, naughty. Is that real or not?
No.
Hugh?
No, can't be. Surely, Shirley.
You're both right, it was false. Phew. Let me just top up your scores there. Enjoy this music. Heavens to Betsy, it's 7 each.
Yay! High five, Becky! Oh!
After all that, sorry, have I got a slightly clammy hand or did I do it too
no,
hard?
No! Just wasn't a very good high five.
Okay.
Hey. High five. And that is today's Oh What's Occurring. How boring that no one really won. It's back tomorrow at the same time.
Oh! What's occurring?
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Ah, no more Lloyd now for another 2 years. I'm getting a lot of emails from people going, oh, I'm going to miss Lloyd. We said goodbye to our 14-year-old World Cup expert on Friday. Sad times. But we'll get him back on for the European Championships. God knows what he'll be like by then. He'll be 16.
I'm just looking up to see if there's any big sporting events before that we could kind of...
Yeah, a lot of people would like to hear Lloyd again. So anything else we could rope him into? Olympics is still 2012, isn't it?
Is there any balls or anything?
Let's be honest, he'll probably know as much about that as he did about football, be as interested as, because like towards the end, I felt that he completely lost interest in the World Cup. Girls are on the horizon now, see?
Mm.
And by the time he's 16, that's really going to be on. We can still get him on, but I don't think he'll be able to talk much about football. That's what I'm saying. However, I'd like to play the song again. Would that be all right? One that doesn't speak? Because me and Eliza Doolittle did a little song for Lloyd last week. It was mostly her, but I like to think that I added a little something.
Certainly that.
Here it is.
His name's Lloyd, he's 14. He likes football, girls and penguins. But the chicks just aren't very keen. Cos no one likes a fella with the vuvuzela. Lloyd teaches Scott about free kicks, corners and shots. Without him, Scott wouldn't know a lot. Never a whinger, he's a ginger ninja.
World Cup South Africa 2010, we got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
He's so groovy, he's born in Shrewsbury. His football tips we all enjoy.
World Cup South Africa 2010, we got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
He's no wuss, he doesn't like couscous, and he's better than Paul the Octopus. Yeah.
Not strictly true, because Paul the Octopus is a ledge.
I love Pulpo Paul.
He's done it again.
Yeah.
Incredible. He said that Spain would win. Spain flipping won, didn't they? How good is that? He's a genius octopus. A genii octopi.
Any more?
That's it. Oh, there's rugby on next year. Rugby World Cup. Yeah, we can ask. Golf. He likes golf. He likes golf as much as girls. Is the golf on now?
Yeah.
Wicked. Yeah, there's loads of ideas coming in. Thanks for those.
The Open starts on Thursday, so do you want me to give him a ring?
I'll let you know. Yes?
I was just going to say, I really like golf, because when they're doing the commentary, it's like, and so-and-so, so. And the audience is always really polite. And then they'll clap and then they walk on.
It's very, very polite.
It's brilliant.
They do speak like, why do they speak like that?
I don't know, because surely they're not... I thought they're sat in a studio somewhere, so they can talk as loud as they want. Or are they actually on the course?
Are they there?
And that's why. I've always
thought
they're
being quiet.
You know, like when someone's whispering to you on the phone and you whisper back? I always thought that in golf, because everyone on the course was like that, they were in the studio going, and he's about to take the shot.
But that's because they're there.
Yeah.
And they don't want to disturb them.
How hard
can golf be anyway, really? Do you know what I mean? Is that gonna put them off? Just someone speaking a bit louder? See, have you noticed that now we're doing that, we're speaking like that all the time?
I think it adds a new element to the show.
Here's Eliza Doolittle. Radio 1 Podcast. Nat off of Cambridge has been on saying, Lloyd can't go, even though the World Cup's not anymore. Can't Lloyd research and talk to you about the Miss World competition? That will combine his interest in girls and slight interest in talking to you. Is Miss World still on?
Oh, yes, in China. Has it happened? Let me just find out.
They don't really have it on TV anymore. They used to. It used to be like a big thing on TV back in the day, I think.
The website's not the best for information, so I might have to get back to you on that one.
I think he would like that a lot, though. Don't they just, like, parade around in swimwear and then say, oh, I really like to travel and meet people, and then that's it, and then they just decide which one's the winner, and that's it at the end.
Hmm. I don't think it's happened yet this year, so hopefully we can get him back for that.
Yes. Right, here's the thing. You know when you go to different countries? I went to Greece at the weekend to play in Kavos. Couple of cans, got a T-shirt with my name on. And you know they have different customs and stuff, don't they?
Oh, sorry, yes. Miss World, I think, is today.
What? It's today?
Yeah. No wonder we couldn't find it. It says Miss World 2010 returns to China 12th of July 2010.
Oh, right. Well, we think we've missed the boat there, Lloyd. Sorry about that. We should let you know a bit earlier.
Sorry about that. Anyway, your customs in Greece.
Why is it not on any TV channel? I'd like to see that. Yes. So you go to different countries. They got different customs. You respect those customs because you're, you know, in a different country. Some of them, though, I find a bit surprising.
Oh, I like weird ones.
Well, one that I wasn't quite prepared for happened to me yesterday when I was in Greece. You must know about this one, because are you half Greek or something?
No.
Half Indian?
No.
Half... What are you half of?
I'm not half of anything.
Oh.
My stepdad's Indian.
That doesn't make you half of anything, does it?
And my boyfriend's Greek. But
oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Half.
Half. Kind of. Well, you might know about this one because he might have told you about it before. There I was in the gents' loo yesterday in the hotel I was staying at. I'm at the urinal. I'm having a little wee. Just mind my own business.
Before you go any further, are you sure this is a custom and not just something that...
I don't know.
Do you you want to carry on?
Yeah, no, I want to know. I want to know what this is about.
Okay.
So I'm having a wee. I'm standing up. I'm a boy. And... a cleaner, who is a lady, just storms into the gents and starts to clean the urinal right next to me while I'm doing my thing.
Whew.
They don't care, do they? They just storm on in and it's like, hello, you're in the gents, what are you doing?
Did you say that in Greek?
No.
Well, how was she meant to know what you were talking about? talking
she
about
She was
then?
As close, closer than we are now to each other.
Really? That's quite close.
She wasn't in front of me, no, obviously I was weeing. But she was next door to me.
At the other urinal?
Well, yeah, but she was cleaning
Impressive.
It. And I'm like, what are you doing?
That's mental.
I know.
I've had a similar experience, not at a urinal, with a Greek cleaner, where when me and Edith and Nahal went to Zante a couple of years ago.
Well, that sounds like a good holiday.
It wasn't anything to do with work. And I was in my hotel room and she'd kind of banged on the door and then just walked in with her cleaning stuff. And I was obviously going, no, no, I'm in bed, hello, I'm still asleep. And she just sort of hoovered round me.
Mm. They don't take no for an answer, because I did make a whimpering noise. But she carried on. And it doesn't seem to matter in Greece that it was a female doing it.
So you were just there having a wee whimpering?
Yeah, while she looked on. I just think that's a bit weird. Is that a Greek custom that I don't know about?
No, but it can be a bit confusing, because in Greek, yes is nay, which they might mishear. If you say no, they
I
might...
I wasn't making a horse noise, Becky.
No, but they... no, but
I wasn't having
say,
a wee and going, nay.
If you say no, they might hear it as nay, which means yes. So,
so
she might
whimper.
Think you were still there going, yes, 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 yes.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, she might have thought you were.
It just took me by surprise. She walked in bold as brass, she did. She didn't seem to matter that I was a man in the gents.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Hello?
Hello.
Hiya, who's this?
It's Laura.
What are you saying, Laura?
Well, me and my friends went to Kavos about 2 weeks ago. And we'd been out for the night before, so we were a bit tired. We wanted a bit of sleep in. And a cleaner came and knocked on the door. And we didn't hear her, so she just walked in. And she started stripping the bed quilts off us while we were still actually in the bed.
So you're kind of half asleep, and you're probably going,
yeah.
And but she actually, while you're in the bed, takes the duvet covers off.
Yeah, she actually started stripping them and, like, cleaning them and putting new ones on while we were still there.
What are you doing?
Did she roll you up like a sausage in the duvet?
Yeah.
Love it.
It was just weird.
Oh, okay. But no one came into no one came into your urinal, but then you're a girl, so I don't know why I just asked that question. That was really stupid.
Yeah.
OMLG to the Greek cleaners, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lady Gaga. All right, love you, bye.
All right, love you, bye.
If you didn't hear that on Friday, that would be confusing to a lot of people. One that doesn't speak, you weren't here on Friday, were you?
See, it all goes wrong when he's not here.
In China now, the new thing to text people instead of OMG is OMLG, which means Oh My Lady Gaga. Yeah. That's it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.